There's a beautiful imaginative show about friendship being performed for children at Noarlunga's Hopgood Theatre this Saturday morning. The Patch Theatre Restless Dance Theatre collaboration is called Home. Co-director Daisy Brown joins me to discuss. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Jenny.
Tell us more about the story. What is Home all about?
Home is really like an amazing experience, really. The whole idea is that, you know, a lot of young people have never even been to the theatre before. And as they go in and the kind of lights get dark, they get to meet this character, which is a house. And I don't know if you know, but actually young people are invited inside the performance.
Oh, it's like immersive.
They're invited on stage to meet these two beautiful characters, Good Zoe and Charlie. And a bright yellow door knocks and the child gets to go up and answer the door. And then a whole magical world kind of spills out into the space until that kind of scene ends, and then we start the whole thing again.
Oh,
so there's
cool.
This beautiful kind of, the world keeps changing, the excitement keeps building, and we get this kind of idea that home is anywhere within this idea of magical play, and we are all involved in the experience together. But I don't know if you've seen any photos. There's like a giant inflatable snails and eyeballs and magical orange worms. It kind of takes you into space. It takes you into all of these places. But the idea that we're all sitting in this experience together, having a really great time.
Oh, that's it does look really beautiful. And I understand there's some inspiration like Alice in Wonderland and the Magic Faraway Tree, Cat in the Hat and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it is like falling down the rabbit hole. But that, I think that like a lot of young people, like you, they don't get to go to the theatre and they're watching television and there's this screen. But with this, the whole idea is we're in it together, that sense of belonging and that sense of that experience that is in a shared space. So you really feed and vibe off of the energy of everybody in the room, which is quite an exciting experience when you're sitting with 200, 400 young people watching and screaming.
Wow. Yes, because at the moment it's being showcased to school students, right?
Yeah, we've also done family shows as well. It's been beautiful seeing lots of grandparents bring their little grandchildren to the show. So, yeah, there's been a big variety of people that have been coming, but a lot of school shows have been and seen it, absolutely.
With me at the moment is Daisy Brown. She's co-director of a Patch Theatre Restless Dance Theatre collaboration called Home, a performance for children. It'll be on this Saturday morning, 11 a.m, Noarlunga's Hopgood Theatre. Have the theatre groups Patch and Restless worked together before, Daisy?
I don't know if they have. It's a great collaboration. I mean, you've got Patch that with Jeff Cobham as the artistic director and the co-director of this show. This is Patch's 50th year, and they make a lot of really giant installation-style works, and they're really interested in engaging people being involved and swallowed up within the actual work, quite immersive. And then you've got Restless Dance, who have been around for a really long time, who create amazing dance work. And so you've got this opportunity to really get a sense of how these two worlds collide, which is also why you've got this kind of magical space on stage. And Patch work with young people with and without disability. And I think that's part of the other beauty of this work, is that it's not very often that we get to see a lot of amazing dancers with disability on stage. And it's nothing to do with their disability. It's the fact that they're incredible performers. And Charlie is from Restless, and he's working with Zoe Dunwoody, and together they're they've got a really great energy which they share with the audience.
Yeah, I get the impression that the story and the performance is not only an exploration into other worlds, but also, you know, how people experience things differently and sort of a showcase of diversity.
Yeah, it's really important, I think, that we just have that experience of just seeing a whole lot of different people on stage. And I suppose also with the audience getting up and being a part of that picture, that fabric gets bigger and bigger when you're actually watching what people are capable of. And sitting in the audience and having that kind of experience where you feel like you're being represented on stage is kind of a really positive thing. Yeah, it's really hard to describe the work because it just keeps evolving and changing all of the time. And the whole idea of what's possible and what's not possible is part of what the show's about. And so bringing your own imagination and that sense of play to the work and sparking that child inside you is part of what the experience offers.
And it must be so different, because I know that you've worked on adult plays before. It must be a different experience being a director on something like this.
It really is. Having Jeff be involved is quite amazing. Like, Jeff Cobham has got an exceptionally creative brain, but he really does work for really small children. He's got such an incredible insight into making sure that he's making work for his audience. And so he really, he's all about fun and all about play, but getting it right so that audiences aren't just sitting there and are just watching. They're actually, their intellect, their imagination, their emotions are being sparked and evoked with inside what's actually happening. And so he really pushes all the time to keep evolving what's going on, and so that the child is at the center.
Mm. And you mentioned,
and then you've got Michelle from Restless, who's got a great sense of, you know, that languid ability to tell a story and how bodies work within space. So bringing those two together, I've kind of been in awe watching everything that's been going on and kind of, you know, supporting the process where I can as well. But it's very different from making adults work.
And I bet.
It's really important that you have people knowing what they're doing in that space.
Yeah, lots of moving parts.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. And you mentioned earlier that the door is sort of a character as well. So does that require some of your direction as well?
Oh, yes. Like, there's this beautiful yellow door that, and as I said, like, the actual audience members get to actually open and lock this magic while things spill out. And so you talked about moving parts. There are people backstage doing a whole lot of stuff with all of these gorgeous deliveries. And, you know, there is a 15-metre inflatable blow-up snail that somehow gets managed to get onto stage as well. So it's quite, like it goes for 50 minutes and you, it feels like about 15. It's quite incredible in terms of the speed and the pace that it goes at. There's people that get to climb into rockets that get spun around the room, and it really is asking you to kind of sit and allow yourself just the freedom to enjoy yourself for a moment. I think it's important we forget that we don't always have to, you know, be working. We can just sit and actually relax and go, you know, life's exciting. Use your imagination again. It's good to be a child. It's been great to be able to be involved in the process.
They say for children, you know, 4 to 8 or 10-year-olds, but maybe it's for everyone.
I think so. It's a really good reminder, I reckon. You know, the work's about to open it on Saturday. It's going down to the Hopgood Theatre in Noarlunga, and then it gets to go on a rural tour. So it's really nice that it goes to Renmark and Whyalla and Piri and Mount Gambier. So.
Oh, beauty. Sounds wonderful. So 11 a.m. this Saturday morning, and you can get tickets, I suppose, if you go to the Patch Theatre or Restless Dance Theatre websites, or just type in, you know, some of the keywords here that we've been speaking about.
Patch Theatre, if you type that in, you'll go straight to their website and you can buy tickets there. Yeah,
oh, beauty. Well, Daisy Brown, co-director on Home, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.